With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. What to do about a pair of state Supreme Court decisions leads the list of yet-to-be-resolved issues in the current legislative session. Topping the list is probably the McCleary decision that mandates finding a way to fully fund K-12 education. Second, and perhaps the biggest in rural Washington, is the Hearst decision, which restricts rural landowners' ability to drill a well or build on their property.
The Hearst decision, to me, is the worst thing to hit rural Washington, as long as I've been around. It will absolutely stop any kind of development. I'm hearing from lots of people that have, you know, 5, 10, 20 acres that they were just getting ready to build a house or maybe a retirement cabin, that sort of thing. And now they don't have the ability to get an exempt well. And with no water, it's worthless.
7th District Representative Joel Kretz says they're trying to educate urban legislators that this problem will impact property values for everybody, not just the rural landowners.
As those hit the market and are sold at a lower value, then the tax evaluations will come down. And the taxes don't go away. It's going to be a big tax shift to the urban areas. Anybody with water will see their taxes go up and go up hard. So a lot of it's just education on the more urban legislators that, you know, this isn't just our problem. This is everybody's problem. We got to get it fixed.
Kretz says there are a couple of bills that could help ease or overturn the Hearst decision, but there's still a lot of work to be done. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.